and that Payom and Aleph.
Skakal
Avi Mashir. Mr. Danny Laffa mentioned that he had Yartzeit. Already he quoted the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that on one occasion the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Habayim was always brought in the afternoon. Every day was brought in the afternoon at a certain time, let's say between 3:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon. Was the Shchitas HaKarban, Shchitas HaTamid, and the Kabbalah Sadam, and the Zrika Sadam, and Haktaris Emurim, and then after that, they would do the Minchas Minis came from the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim. So they would sing a shir. The Levim would sing the Shir Shal Yom. Every day has another Shir Shal Yom. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shabbos, Yontif, every Shabbos, every Yontif, every day has a different Shir Shal Yom. So they would sing the same Shir Shal Yom. They would recite, the Levim would recite it and sing a Nigan and play music by the Tamid Shel Shachar when they would do the Nisach HaYayin following the Hakrovas of Tamid Shel Shachar. And they would divide it into three parts and they would blow Tkiyah Shofar at the conclusion of each one of the thirds of the parts of the Kapitel and Tilim. That's the Mishnah and Sukkah like that. And then the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, after from 3:30 to 4:30 there would be Makriv Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, and then they would bring Menchas Miniskeyim. So at the time of the Nisach HaYayin and Emrim Shira El Al HaYayin, so the Levim would sing the Shir and play the musical instruments as they would be doing the Nisach HaYayin by the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim. So they said the same Shir Shal Yom for Shachris and for the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim. The only day when you don't say the same Shir Shal Yom is on Rosh Chodesh, because on Rosh Chodesh usually the Edom don't come so early, because the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought before HaNeitzach HaMah. Lechatchila was brought before HaNeitzach HaMah, the Mishnah said. It was still dark outside. Heir HaMizrach. Yeah. After Heir HaMizrach, way before the sun rises. If Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st day, means that this month has 30 days, it's a Chodesh Me'ubar. So you know Rosh Chodesh is going to be tomorrow, so they know already in advance. So Rashi and Tosfos sound like they're saying, they quote Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that even if you know in advance that today is going to be Rosh Chodesh still, since very often the Edom don't come till after, way after the Tamid Shel Shachar was offered, so the Takana was, Min HaTorah can say any shir you want.
Bezin doesn't sit till later. They have to come to Bezin.
Right.
Bezin doesn't sit till... So early in the morning.
They don't. There's no yeshiva's bezin until late. Yeah, they're not there before the after Dam Shachar. They're not there so early in the morning before sunrise. Yeah, of course not. So even if we know in advance that today is Rosh Chodesh, the Edom already came yesterday. Or we know that it's going to be a Chodesh Malay, going to have 30 days, and tomorrow on the 31st day it's going to be Rosh Chodesh for the next month. Still, that was a takanah of the Rabbanan. The Shir Shal Yom, the Shir is a din deraisa. But what Shir to say? Which kapitel tilim? That's not deraisa. That doesn't say in Chumash which kapitel tilim to say. So the Tamid Shel Shachar on Rosh Chodesh was always the weekday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is. For the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, they already said the Rosh Chodesh dik Shir Shal Yom. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that on one occasion, the Edom came very late. The Edom came 5 o'clock in the evening, 5:30 in the evening, after they had already brought the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, and his Kalkalu Halavim Bashir. And the Levim made a mistake. What was the mistake? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a machlokes amoraim, how to understand pshat in the Mishnah. So one pshat was that they didn't know whether today will turn out to be Rosh Chodesh or not, so they didn't sing any Shira. They didn't want to get involved in Ashaila, so they didn't sing any Shira. So they brought they did the Nisach HaYayim without any Shira at all. Without any Shira is a machlokes satanai, whether Hashir Ma'akev is a korban. Maybe you're not even Yotze B'riyah, but we don't. Rav Meir holds, Rav Meir and Erechin. A mayor holds that the shir is ma'akev es ha-korban, that if you bring nisach hayayin without singing shir, so you're not yaitzid in nisach hayayin. But we don't pass like that. We pass when you're yaitzid in nisach hayayin, just not fulfilled on mitzvah. They just didn't fulfill the mitzvah of reciting the shir. It's too late. You can't do anything about it.
The Gemara, means,
right. So the Gemara doesn't like that pshat. Why does it say niskalkalu halavim shir? So the Gemara says, no, ain't lechal kilkal gadol mizeh. That's the biggest kilkal you can have. As Matar Felton Ganson, they didn't say the shir at all. But the Gemara, the other opinion, the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean this kalkala that they left out the shir. What kind of a pikkus is that? You don't know whether to say this kapitel, this beautiful kapitel, that beautiful kapitel. So you leave everything else. Say both. If you're not sure, say both. Have one group of levim say this, Why did they decide to say no? So that's what the Gemara gives the other pshat. No, they said the vachet kashir shayom. They said whatever Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day of the week was, and that was the mistake. It turned out later that they were mekabelaitis and was Rosh Chodesh. It turned out it was Rosh Chodesh Mila Mafreya, as of last night from Tzeisav Kachavim was Rosh Chodesh. It turns out, as it turned out, they had said the wrong Shir Shalom. So that was the big tragedy. So that's what we pointed out last week. We don't fully understand what the great tragedy was. So they said the wrong Shir Shalom. On the level of their Isa, there was no problem. There was certainly a. So this is what Tesis raises a problem. Why were they only worried about the Shir Shalom? Why weren't they worried about the Musafim? If they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im between 3:30 and 4:30, we have a din Oleh Hashleim, Kol HaKarbonos Kulam, that you have to bring all the Karbonos, not earlier than the Talmud Shel Shachar, not later than the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. All the Karbonos have to be brought sandwiched in between the two to meet him every day. So if they already brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, finished bringing by 4:30, and then at 5:30 they realize today is Rosh Chodesh, you got to bring 11 Musafim. How can you bring Musafim? It's after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. So Tesis says, no, that's the halacha. That this din Oleh Hashleim, sometimes if you have no Breira, sometimes you're allowed to violate it. And they quote from a Gemara Pesachim on Daftan Tes. The Korban Pesach was always brought. That was the Zman Lachatchila. Korban Pesach was always brought Bedafke after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. But Yevet, if you bring it before, it'll also be kosher. But Lachatchila is supposed to bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. Lachatchila is supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, the Dafke, after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. So the Gemara says, what happens if there's a person who is a Mechusi Kippur? Mechusi Kippur means a person who is Tomei, went to Mikveh, and sometimes, and he had Harif Shemesh, he already waited till the end of the day, and sometimes that's still not enough. Sometimes he's called a Mechusi Kippurim, he has to bring a Korban to complete his Tahara process. Who is that? That's a Zava, Zava, Yoledis, and Mitzora. These four people, that's the four in the Mishnah. Abba Mechusi Kapor. The Mishnah says in Krisis, that's the name of the Perek, Abba Mechusi Kapor. The Zav, the Zav, Yoledis, and Mitzor, that until the time that they bring their Korban, they're considered as if their Tahara process is not yet completed, that they're not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdosh, and they're not permitted to eat Kochim Kalim, not permitted to eat Korbanos. Even if you bring, they won't enter the Beis HaMikdosh, they'll sit in a hotel room in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to give them Korbanos to eat, because they're considered Tameyim with respect to entering the Beis HaMikdosh and eating Kochim. So they have to bring the Korbanos. So let's say there's a fellow, who, a man, a woman, whatever, Azav, Zav, Yoled, is a Mitzoyra, who got rid of the tomb, and they had Hayr Shemesh yesterday, and they didn't yet bring the Korban that's supposed to remove the tumor, and today's Erev Pesach, and it's already after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. So the Korban Pesach you can bring after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, not you may bring. Yep. You always bring, you have to bring it, you always bring the Korban Pesach after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. But this person, his private Korban, they're not supposed to bring it. They're not supposed to wait till after the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. They should have brought it before. Before the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im. On their Pesach, the Mishnah says they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im earlier. They didn't wait to bring it between 3:30 and 4:30 because you had a few million Jews had to bring Korban Pesach.
Right.
So, and if Korban Pesach had to be Dafke after Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, so they used to move it up either 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours. The Mishnah describes them Sochim depending on what the occasion is. They used to move up this man of Hakrovah Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im on their Pesach. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that even those people who normally wouldn't want to daven mincha early. The Rambam sounds like the Beis Yosef says that the Chatzilah is not right to daven mincha gedola. In all the offices and all the yeshivas, they daven mincha gedola. They daven at 12:30, at 1:30, whatever. In all the offices, they want to make sure that they don't forget to daven mincha. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that the Chatzilah is not right. The Chatzilah should really daven later, mincha ktana. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, except for Er Pesach. They used to bring the Korban Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im earlier. So then it says it's permissible lachatchila to daven mincha earlier and Erev Pesach. The reason why you shouldn't daven mincha earlier all year long is because tefillas, the zman of the tefillas was instituted in correspondence with the zman of the Korbanos. And lemaisa, the Korbanos Talmud Shel Bein Arba'im, they never brought so early. If you bring it after Chatzos, it'll be kosher, but lachatchila, they never brought it so early. But on Erev Pesach when they did, so it's okay.
You mentioned one time that I think on Pnei Yeshua said that they should double earlier because that the in kind of the mitzvah is you don't know if you're going to live for Menachem Tanah.
Okay, somebody who's
not inside. Rabbi Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant, they quote, and the Tnuas HaMusa, he quotes, Rabbi Shmuel Salant was always nervous, he was a tzaddik. He did Reb Zundel Salant. Reb Zundel Salant was always concerned that he may die, so he wanted to daven up mincha always early. So the day that he died, had to up to daven mincha at 12:30, and then he died in the afternoon before they had daven mincha and shul. That was the punchline of that story. No, there's a plain shul about a different thing. Plain shul about davening ma'ariv early. Plain shul and the first daven, I think, in the beginning of brachas, says lule de mistafina. He would have suggested that there's nothing wrong with daven. Ma'ariv is keneged haktaras evarim on the mizbech, which you can, you, if you want to, you may burn all night, but if you want to, chaviva mitzvah v'shaitarik marzah, if you want to, you can burn. It's preferable to burn the emurim by yom. In fact, even on Shabbos, when you bring the Tomash HaShach, Tomash HaBein HaBayim, if you want, you can save the emurim to burn them after Havdalah. You don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. But the Gemara says, still chaviva mitzvah shaita, it's preferable, yes, to be Mechal Shabbos, to burn the emurim on the mizbeach on the same day, not to wait till after Havdalah, not to wait to avoid the chil shabbos. So the Pnei Yeshua Taina is, so it should be chaviv emitzvah b'shaita to daven ma'ariv early. Not only to daven mincha before plaga mincha, ma'ariv after plaga mincha. He says no, to daven ma'ariv right after you daven mincha at 1:30 in the afternoon. So why not daven ma'ariv right away?
The
Krishna, Krishna with the bracha. Right, that you can't. That's not legitimate. You can't say Krishna so early. But just to say Shmon Esrei. Is there any problem saying Shmon Esrei on Ma'ariv? And then you say Krishna with the brachas later. So that's his. He quotes that there was such a practice. The early Achrayim from Sadashin quotes there was such a practice. They used to daven mincha and ma'ariv back to back, and the ma'ariv was up to daven before plaga mincha. So they all say it's not right. They all say that such a practice is not right. They try to matazach to give explanations. Some want to say that since in the winter time, the plaga mincha is pretty early, so even in the summertime, since in the winter time you can daven ma'ariv at chveis at 3 o'clock, so even in the summertime you can also daven ma'ariv at 3 o'clock. So we usually assume that you can only dab mincha up until a certain time, and the Zman Ma'ariv begins after that. The Zman Mincha is up. That's what all the Rishonim assume. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Lule, the Nistafina, he weren't afraid that the Rishonim would give it to him. He says he would have suggested, Vezok, why can't you dab Ma'ariv right away? Keneged Haktaras Emurim. Haktaras Emurim is Chaviva Mitzvah Vishaita, the Rabbi. They always did right away. They burnt the Emurim right away.
On Erev Shabbos, when Moshe had a Kabbalah from the father, the Chassoi was always told me.
That's a different story.
No, but I'm saying, but it's unusual. We don't pass it. Most people hold on that.
At the Kabbalah from Erev Shabbos, did they have the Makruv on Friday afternoon, or you could delay that till Friday?
May not. The Gemara learns that from the post. Oil Shabbos v'Shabbat v'lo olas chol b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Haktoras Emurim on Friday. You're not allowed to do on Leil Shabbos. Right. You're not allowed to do on Leil Shabbos.
Rabbi, you said that the Marv was connected to the Emurim, the burning Emurim. How do you reconcile the fact that you said that Yaakov Avinu ordained Tfilas Arvus? When he ordained it, there was no.
Each one of the Ovis instituted another tefillah. Then in the later generations, the Tanaim instituted that the Zmanim should be corresponding to the Zmanim of the Hakrovis HaKarbonim. But each one of the Ovis introduced a different tefillah. Beginning of the day, the end of the day, middle of the day. The Zmanim were instituted Keneged HaKarbonim. Right, that's a machlokes. The pre chadash and many poskim hold that it's permissible lahatchila to daven shachris, the whole Shmon Esrei up to daven and everything before Haneitz, because that's when they brought the Talmud Shel Shachar. The only reason we have a hida lahatchila to daven vasikin, because it says Yiraucha im Shomesh. The Yerushalayim should be expressed, demonstration of Yerushalayim should be expressed in conjunction with the Zrichas Hashem. So, in conjunction, that you recite Kriya Shema immediately before, and the Shemon Esrei immediately after the Zrichas Hashem, the sunrise. But let's say a person is not on the, he's not holding by davening Basikin. He's not going to daven Kriya Shema right before the sunrise, and Shemon Esrei or Shachas right after. So the Pri Chadosh and many other Paschim, Rabbi Tzalei Petterburger has the first tshuva, the Pri Yitzchak, a long tshuva about that. So he holds that that's the Iker Din. He says it's permissible l'chatchila to daven the Holshman Esri before Hanetzach Hama, because the tefillos are connected the korbanos, and the korbanos they always brought every day like that. And in Mishnah Brura, no, halal l'chatchila not. Halal says in the Mishnah. No, that's a Mishnah. No, that's a Mishnah Megillah. But l'chatchila you shouldn't say halal before Hanetzach Hama. A lot of shuls when they daven on Shavuos morning, they daven very early. They daven Shemoneh Esrei before sunrise because they consider it a Shas HaTrak, because they're up the whole night and they don't want to, they're exhausted, they don't want to stay up so long. So they consider it Shas HaTrak, so they daven Shacharis with the Chazoros HaShatz also before Hanetzach Hama. And then in a lot of shuls they say halal also before Hanetzach Hama. So that certainly is not right. For the Yeved, Yoytzin, the Mishnah says, for the Yeved, halal, if it's recited after Alos HaShachar is good, Alos HaShachar is an hour before sunrise. But l'chatchila, that's a Mishnah Megillah, that l'chatchila should not recite halal before sunrise, because he may, there's a gzeir de rabbani, he may make a mistake and say the halal in the middle of the night. So by the Shemoneh Esrei though, the Pri Chodesh and Rabbi Tzalei Petterburger and many in between are of the opinion that it's permissible l'chatchila to daven Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei before sunrise, because that's it's keneged hakarbonos, that's what they did in Beis HaMikdash every day. And the Mishnah Brura paskin is not so. Mishnah Brura is of the opinion that the majority of the paskin hold that only in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Hakrovus HaKarbonos was taken care of by the Kohanim, the and we always assume that Kohanim has reason hay. Once in a while, the Kohanim also made a mistake and they passed up a Korban. The Mishnah describes they once brought a Korban Talmud Shal Shachar in the middle of the night and they had to burn it, they had to bring over again.
In Yuma.
Yes, so once in a while, Kohanim also make a mistake. But usually we assume that Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash has reason hay, and they're not going to passel up the korbanos. And the Mishnah Brura thinks that that was permissible for the Kohanim to bring the Tomen Shal Shachar before sunrise. That was only Kohanim's reasoning. But to allow everyone to daven Shacharis on his own before Hanetzach Hama, that's not right, because they may make a mistake and daven Shacharis before, even before Alos HaShachar. Shal is today that everybody has a clock. Everybody has a watch or a clock. Yeah. So what is there to be concerned about? So do you still have this din l'chatchila that you shouldn't say halal before Hanetzach Hama, because you may make a mistake. You look outside and you'll think that it's already
daytime.
You think it's Alos HaShachar and it's really in the middle of the night. If you tell me you have to wait till after Hanetzach Hama, that you can't make a mistake between before sunrise and after sunrise. But if you'll permit people to say halal and to daven Shacharis before Hanetzach Hama, as long as it's after Alos HaShachar, we're afraid people may make a mistake. When are they going to make a mistake? They have 10 people in shul, everybody has a watch, and there's a clock on the wall. So you have the correct time within 5 minutes. Everybody knows what time it is, and you know approximately what time Alos HaShachar is, what time Hanetzach Hama. So that's Vaita Machloikis. The Aderis was the opinion. The Aderis was a great Gaon, Rabbi Elyo David Rabinovich Tolman. He was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook was married to his daughter, and then she died. So he remarried to have children from the second one. So the father-in-law was a big guy. He's a Rav in Panevish in Europe, and Rav in Mir. Then later he was a Rav in Yerushalayim. That's where he's buried, in Yerushalayim. So this was his chiddush, and Yerushalayim he made a tumla about it. He held that Bizman HaZeh, that gzera doesn't apply any longer. That since everybody has a watch, everybody has a clock, so that gzera the Rabbana doesn't apply. And the other gedolim, the Stechemed, and all the others who were sort of contemporaries of his, Tzvi Pesach Frank and all the others who lived in Yerushalayim at that time, nobody agreed with him, and they all held that it's a davish of a minyan, like the Gemara has here. A davish of a minyan. When you have a gzera de rabbanon that was instituted for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the gzera de rabbanon still applies. So that's why we still observe it today. Most observe today that the gzera de rabbanon. Yeah, we wait a half hour in order not to make a mistake. So the shayla is maybe b'zman hazeh you shouldn't even need that half hour. Everybody has a clock and a watch. What should you need a half hour? Right, that's a shayla.
Some hold the half hour is the right.
Yeah, there's some hold. Rabbi Kivega points out there's a stira in Rashi. And one Rashi in one place sounds like he says that the half hour is the raisa by the Tomash al Bein Abayim. Is that a din that you can't bring the Tomash al Bein Abayim before Chatzos HaMachzo, before 12:30? So that's the shayla. That half hour that you have to wait after Chatzos, is that only midirabbanan to make sure you don't make a mistake? Because if you bring the Tomash al Bein Abayim before Chatzos, it'll be possible. So it's only a gzera derabbanan, or perhaps it's a din deraisa. So one place the Gemara seems to say the Feirish, that it's only a gzera derabbanan. because you how do you have a sundial in the Beis Hamikdash? It's hard to tell what time it is. You have to wait a half an hour to make sure that it's really after Chatzos. And Rashi, in one place in Sochem, sounds like he says, no, that's a real din derais. That you have to have the extra half hour is a din derais. That'd be the shaila. What if the yevet, someone by mistake, daven mincha, after Chatzos, within the first half hour? So the Mishnah Berurah has a machlekes achronim about that. If it's only agzera derabbanon, not to daven within a half hour. But if by mistake you did daven, there's min yotze. Like there's a gzera not to daven shachris before sunrise in the Mishnah Berurah hold. And not to say halal before sunrise. But if b'dieved you did say before sunrise, as long as after alos hashachar, you yotze. So the same over here. If the half hour that you have to wait is only a gzera derabbanon, so b'dieved you will be yotze. But if you hold that the half hour by karmi tov mishal bein abayim is a real din deraisa, learn that from the pasuk. So then the chachamim were misakin the zmani tefilo mechuvin keneged corresponding to the zmanim of the korbanos. So if it's a real din deraisa, you need that half hour by the korbanos. So then even b'dieved should be no good. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that machlag. So getting back again over here, let's say it's erev Pesach and it's already after the tamei shel bein abayim. Tamei shel bein abayim and erev Pesach was not brought between 3:30 and 4:30. It was brought either 2:30 to 3:30. A 1:30 to 2:30 earlier was brought to give everybody a chance to bring all the karbonis test. Then there's one person who was a mechuzik kippurim, and he forgot to bring his karbon, which is for the purpose of completion of the tahara. He forgot to bring the karbon before the talmud shel bein abayim. So the karbonis test, so he bring all of them after the talmud shel bein abayim. So that's no problem. That's lachatchila mitzvah to become. But this fellow forgot to bring his personal, not a karbon pesach, his personal mechuzik kippurim. Dizav yoledus and mitzora. They forgot to bring their carbon. So if they didn't bring their carbon, then they're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. And they can't bring the carbon because it's after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. So what do you do? So the Tosis quotes the Gemara Masech says on Nun Tes, V'leis Breirim, Hatnish Ken Breirim. So the din is that B'diyevet, if you bring a carbon after Talmud Shel Bein Abayim, it'll be kosher. So Shas Atchak K'diyevet Domi, you have no Breirim. So the din is that you bring the carbon after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. So Tosis says, that's obviously what they did over here. This time, that they brought the Tom, it was, they didn't know whether today's going to turn out to be Rosh Chodesh. Waiting, so it's the 3:30, so they bring the Tom Shel Bein Abayim, 3:30, 4:30, finish. Then 5:30, they said the Shir Shal Yom of the weekday. Then it comes 5:30 and the Yadim show up and they declare today is Rosh Chodesh. So when are you going to bring the Musafim? So you were supposed to have brought the Musafim before 3:30. No, you didn't know Bishas Maisim. So what are you going to do? You're going to say, you're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to bring the Musafim after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. You're going to say like that, you will miss 11 mitzvahs. You'll miss bringing all the 11, the 10 oilers and the 1 chatas of the Soy Rosh Chodesh. You miss bringing the 11 Musafim Rosh Chodesh. So Taisa says, Blaise Brere, Fafalm, so you bring it. So you bring it down. That's what Taisa says. So the Chazanish adds on one knetch to this. He says, there is a Gemara in Brachas that quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, that's the din. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and the person is going to go on a business trip somewhere. He does want to daven on the airplane. He's going to Hong Kong, whatever. He's going to be traveling all day, all night, forever. He's going to Australia, whatever. And he wants to daven up everything before he gets on the airplane. And it's now afternoon already. So Shoyin, he can daven, if he already daven shachris in New York. He already daven shachris. And now he wants to daven Musaf and he wants to daven Mincha. Which one should he daven first? So normally, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should daven all the tefillahs in the same order that you would bring the karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. First you daven shachris, like the Tamei Shel Shachar, and then at the end of the day you daven mincha, like the Tamei Shel Bein Abayim, and everything else should be in between. The musafim should be in between. But here the Gemara says, tadir v'sheina tadir, tadir kaidem. That if it's now, when do you say that you bring them, when do you say that you daven musaf first, and then mincha later, if it's before 12:30, or it's before 1:30, yeah. But if it's already the time to daven mincha, and you're interested in daven mincha, let's say, I have a 6 o'clock minyan for mincha, I'm not interested in davening mincha now. He's only interested in davening musaf, so he doesn't have the opportunity to, he's not interested in doing two mitzvahs, which one should he do first? He's not tadir v'sheina tadir. Tadir v'sheina tadir means, if I'm interested in fulfilling two mitzvahs, should I do A, B, or B, A? Which way should I do? So the din is that Tarev Shein Tarev Tarev Kaidem. But over here, let's say if he's only interested in davening Musaf, he missed whatever, he had to leave Shul early. He's only interested in davening Musaf, and Mincha is going to daven later in Shul. So then it's not Tarev Shein Tarev. But let's say he's by the airport and he wants to daven Musaf and Mincha before he gets on the plane. And it doesn't make a difference to him whether he davens first Musaf or davens first Mincha. So the Gemara says, if you're prepared to do both Musaf and Mincha, and it's the Zmana Musaf and the Zmana Mincha, then the rule is Tadeh Vishayna Tadeh Tadeh Kaidim. You should daven Mincha first, and then daven Musaf afterwards. So the Chazanish says, but why should that be so? But the Shulchan Aruch it says that the tefillah should be in the same order in correspondence to the Korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash. What happened to the din? Olea Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kol. Was supposed to bring all the Musafim in Kol Tomash El Ben Abayim. So he says Zetman Fundan. That if you would be in the Beis Hamikdash, not only is Taisus right what they said, that if it's 5:30, yes, we already brought the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim between 3:30 and 4:30, and now at 5:30 we declare that it's Rosh Chodesh, a Beleiz Breire, we'll bring the Musafim now. What if it's 3:30, and the Bezim just declared Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh, and now you have an option either to bring the Musafim or to bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Let's say if it's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, you don't. It's not this man for the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Talmud Shel Ben Abayim is 3:30. So that's like the guy. He's not interested in davening mincha now. There's going to be a minyan later at 6 o'clock. So he's only interested in davening musaf now. So that's not Torah v'sheinah Torah. But let's say now the clock strikes 3:30, and now is every day of the year they bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim at 3:30. So now they're interested in being Talmud Shel Ben Abayim at 3:29. The Bezin declares Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh. So the Kohanim have a shaila on their hand. Should they bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim first, or should they bring the Musaf first, or the Chazanish? Oh, so the Chazanish says no. He says from the fact that the Gemara says Benegir to davening, that if you have such a circumstance by davening, that you say Tadeh V'Sheinah Tadeh, Tadeh Kaidem, that's preferable to daven the Mincha first and then to daven the Musaf. So he claims that that's an indication that in the Beis Hamikdash, that's what you would do.
But
not only did the Yevon,
it should be the reverse.
What
the
do you mean? Davening
should take after the Kabbonis.
The davening should take
after
it.
The Kabbonis. No,
exactly
not
correct.
Versa.
The davening is supposed to take after the Kabbonis. So how come by the davening we daven Mincha must be that by the Kabbonis? Exactly, it's working backwards. The Gemara has a din that you daven first Mincha. And then you daven Musaf. So what kind of a din but the davening should take after the Korbanos? So he says, Etma Fundan, by the Korbanos you would do like that. So he says, not only is Tosis right if it's 5:30, that you bring the Musafim, because you already brought the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, even if it's 3:30, it's over Lassiyas, and we didn't bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim yet. So I would have said, like Tosis sounds like they said, if you didn't bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, so first bring the Musafim, yeah. And today that's not baked. They have to be Yekis every day, 3:30. Every day they have to bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, 3:30. If they have to bring the Musafim today, 3:30, they bring the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim, 4:30, 5 o'clock. No? So the Chazanish says no. Tadeh V'Sheinah Tadeh Tadeh Kaidem.
Isn't the Rosh and Rosh Hashanah about Davnik Musaf? They stopped. The Davnik came already, the time of Mincha time. And which one should they daven? And the Rosh says because we pass them because of tzibu, shouldn't make a mistake, so you daven.
Right, the Rishonim have a machlokes is whether the tzibu you should do that or not.
That's
right.
That's
on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, let's say we daven all day long. Rosh Hashanah, we go home. So when we daven Musaf, we're not holding by daven in Mincha. We're going to daven Mincha later. But the Shabbos on Yom Kippur, if the Chazan takes a long time and he starts singing Hineni and he gave Aliyahs with Mishaberchs and everything, so sometimes you're not going to start Musaf until after it's already the Zman of Mincha. So then Vet HaShailet, according to the Gemara, you're supposed to daven Mincha first. If it's Higiyah Zman Mincha, and on Yom Kippur, you're not going to go home in between. You're going to daven one after the other after the other. You're going to daven Shachar, he's going to learn Kriyas Atar, daven Musaf, daven Mincha, daven Nila, everything. So you, as far as we're concerned, it does make a difference. We can daven first Musaf, then Mincha. We can daven Mincha, then Musaf. Doesn't make a difference to us. We're prepared to do whatever the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us to do. We'll do anything. So some Rishonim say that's the Gemara, that you got to daven first Mincha and then Musaf. And in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass like that. We pass in that Betzibu you don't do like. Yeah, by Mincha Gdol, yeah. And the Shulchan Aruch says that Betzibu you don't do that because you're just going to tzedrei the oilam. You're going to get everybody all confused. For sure you'll tzedrei the oilam. Half of the people will be davening Musaf, half of the people will be davening Mincha, then they won't know bechlal what's going on. Then they're going to daven Musaf later. Mincha, they're going to daven Musaf twice. They're going to daven Mincha twice. It'll be another confusion. Yeah. That's how we paskin that. But tzibu, you don't tzedrei darim. But the Rishonim had a big machlokes about them. So that's this tesis. The tesis says, tesis only presents it as b'di'evit. It, but yeah, they already brought the Talmud Shal Bein Arbaim between 3:30 and 4:30. Now it's already 4:30, 5:36, and we didn't bring the Musafim yet. We realized we have to bring Musafim. So that's the halacha. If you have no breiris, then rather than forfeit and ganzen the whole mitzvah bringing the 11 musafim, so if I beg on the din of alei hashlem, and the Chazon Ish says that not only is Tesis right, they're even right if it's only 3:30. It's preferable lahatchila to bring the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim first and then to bring the musafim. Otherwise, the din by davening wouldn't have been like that. That's his chiddush. Right, but
so what is that such a
Taisa doesn't agree with the Chazon Ish. No, Taisa does not seem to agree with the Chazon Ish at all. At the end of the Taisa, they quote an Einfal, the Yesh Mefarshim, the last five six lines in this top Taisa on Haman Aleph. They quote an Einfal. The problem was over here. On one occasion, they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim between 3:30 and 4:30, and then at 5:30, the witnesses came and they declared that day as Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah says, "Aye, Mishnah Kitakrechts, aye." They said the wrong Shir Shal Yom. The Taisa says, "What kind of Shir Shal Yom? They missed 11 Karbonos on the Safim." So Taisa first said, "Is a riot that's not so gefellow." So they'll bring the 11 Musafim after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. If that's the case, he can bring it even after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. And Tosfos says the Yesh Mefarshim, and others suggested a different part. When they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim between 3:30 and 4:30, what's the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim Karban Oila? What are the 11 Musafim? So 10 of them are Oila. One is a Soyer Ashreidish Achatus. So Tosfos suggests when they brought the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, they knew what they're getting themselves into. They knew that it may turn out to be Rosh Chodesh, in which case they're going to have to bring 11 Musafim. So they brought the Karban Oila ala Tanai. It's an Oila. Belish him so. It's not either an Oila or a Chattas or an Oshim or a Shlom. No, an Oila. It's an Oila. That's no Shaila. But either, if today turns out that it's not Rosh Chodesh, we're finished. That's the end. So, Pasuk, this is the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, and we're finished. And if today turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, let this be one of the 10
What kind of
tonight is that? And it's an oila, and they say we have a mind for which the din is a unique kavana to be kaveya. Which oila is it? It's obviously a carbon steel because it was paid for by matzah shekel money. You can't let's say bring a carbon oila and say either it's a Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim or it's my private carbon oila that I want to donate. That's a different world. Kabbalah Siba have to be purchased with machzah shekel money. Private kabbalahs have to be paid for by your money, right. And you're not yotze b'di'evit if you did this way. If you bring a carbon Siba from private money, it's possible b'di'evit. And if you gamve machzah shekel money to buy your carbon, so it's also no good b'di'evit. So that's kind of a tenai you can't make. But here meretach Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim is paid for by machzah shekel money, and the Musafim of Rishchad is also paid for by machzah shekel.
But this was
and the oilas an oila. Yeah. It's an oila. Right. It's a zelba oila.
This was after the shechayayin.
The shechita is what.
Singing. This was after Nisa.
So that's what Taisus says. It's against the Gemara. Taisus says it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says they sang the wrong shir. So you see that they sang the shir Shal Yom of the Vachet, the shir Shal Yom when they did the Nisa Chayayin after the. So you see that there was no Tanai. You see they brought it as a Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim. It wasn't a Tanai. That's what they say that V'lei Nehira. They say the last two lines. V'lei Nehira.
Is the
Levium Shir Miyakev? No, we're the Shir is not Miyakev the Yayin, and even if the Shir would be Miyakev the Yayin, so you have to bring the Yayin over again, but the Yayin is not Miyakev the Korban. The Korban is the Behemah. The Behemah they brought, the Heksha. So it's not Miyakev, but the Mishnah says that the problem that they encountered was that they sang the wrong Shir. So according to this, not that they sang the wrong Shir, it's Kalkal Halavim Bashir. What was the Kilkal? What if they brought a carbon and they said we're not sure whether this is a musaf Well, this is a Tana Shal Bein Abayim. So how did they have a half a minute to sing the Vachet the Shir Shal Yom? If they made it tonight,
doesn't seem to be a question that on all the korbanos the Kohanim have authority to regulate whatever they do. However, on the Shir they don't have control. It's either the Kohol, the Edim who make us Chodesh, or the Bezdin says Mekodesh. So therefore they are caught. They have no authority to deviate from there. For all the Korbanos they could deviate, but there they could not deviate. So therefore it's not the same.
What do you mean? What do you mean? When the Kohanim are in charge of being makrav of the carbon, they have to decide which carbon is it.
But the Shia, they cannot decide. But when it is Chodesh, they have no authority over all together.
Okay.
They have a court, they had no choice, so therefore they had to do when the Edom came and when the Bet Din said Mekudesh.
Okay.
So therefore, they have no choice.
You can't make a Tanai on the Shir. You can't make a Tanai. You didn't sing the Shir.
It's not
the
Yadam.
Okay.
It's not the Yadam.
Okay.
Did you make on a Bakar? I mean, Bakar can't take the music for the Talmud. Bakar, I mean, Talmud is the Kevin. You have a
bucker,
you have an
ion,
you have seven
crosses,
right?
But so they brought a kebes, so they said, this should be for the kebes of Tom Shal Ben Abayim, or one of the seven crosses of the Mustafa Mavish Chedesh.
And the other ones are?
And we'll see. What other ones? So far, between 3:30 and 4:30, they brought one kebes.
Only one.
Either this or that. Maybe other of them. Maybe that's the reason why the other opinion in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara had a machlekes amaroyim. So one opinion was, they didn't say any shir. So we asked, what's Chachman does? They didn't say any shir. So maybe that's a pshat. Because they brought the Talmud Alatanai. It's either Musaf or Talmud. Maybe that's why they didn't say any shir. They made it tonight. Made it tonight. Maybe these two pshatim and tesis are the machloikis samar, right? Maybe.
The original question was, what was so important about the shir?
That we still don't have an answer. That's a pella. Yaitse b'diyeva the din d'arayis, even if he sang the wrong shir, even if he wouldn't have sang any. A different shir. Before Tilum was composed, they had different shir. That's a pella, we don't know. Okay.
Is the order of Purim and Ayin supposed to be in that order? Or Musa?
The order is not Miyakev. No, the Seder is not Miyakev. Okay. So what did we learn so far? We're learning Maseches Beitzah. So the Mishnah says that Beitzah Shinal B'Yontif remains Mukta till the end of the day. So the Gemara raised the question, well, we in Chutz Laretz have Yontif Shenish Al Goliath. So what happens if Beitzah Shinal B'Rishon is in Mutar on the second day? What will you say? Let's say you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one day next to the other. Beitzah Shinal B'Rishon is in Mutar as B'Sheni or not? What if you have Yontif next to Shabbos, Shabbos next to Yontif? What would you say there? Beit Shishnal the Bezer, Muteres Bezer, or Asura Bezer? So these were the three topics that were all discussed on one Daf Gemara. Dalet Rabban Aleph and Dalet Rabban Beis. So the Gemara now is drawing a contrast between every other Yontif Sheni Shal Goliath as opposed to the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Beit Shishnal the Bezer, will be Asura Bezer, will be also on the second day. But every other Yantav Sheni Shal Goliath, Beit Shishnal de Bezer, will be Muteris on the second day. Why should there be a difference between every other Yantav Sheni Shal Goliath, Pesach Shavuot Sukkis, Shri Shal Pesach, and Shmi Atzeres on the one hand, and Rosh Hashanah on the other hand? Why? That's what last week and the week before we learned the two Pshatim. Rashi says, because every other Yantav Sheni Shal Goliath is only a minig, Yantav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is a din. And whenever it's a din, then it blends in to become Kedusha Achas, Yom Arichta. But if Yontif Rishon is a din, Yontif Sheni is only a minig, and all the other Yontif Shenis are only a minig, Rashi claims that's what's going on here. So then, and the din and the minig can't blend in, so you can't say that it's Kedusha. That's what Rashi learns. So the purpose of quoting this Mishnah that says that they made a takana not to be mekabel edim min amnich el amayla, and if the edim come on the second line in the Gemara, second line from the top, and bo edim min amnich el amayla, no gemas yom kodesh and lamacha kodesh. So Rashi says the punchline, the idea in quoting this Mishnah is to say that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is a din. It's not a minig, it's a din. The one day is It's not 2 days Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah is only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, but 1 day Rosh Hashanah is Min HaTorah, and 1 day Rosh Hashanah is Midrabbanan. But I'll call upon him since they're both Medina, so that's why they can blend in to constitute Kedusha Achaz. That's how Rashi read the Gemara. The other Rishonim did not read like Rashi. According to Rashi, comes out it's a Mefurushi Gemara. Yantav Shenish Ogolis is only a Minig. That's why Nolda Bezem HaTorah says that Yantav Shenish is only a Minig. That's what Taisus says in Sukkah. Yantav Shenish Ogolis is only a Minig. If Taisus asks the question, how can we say Hashem Kedushana b'mitzvos of Tzivano al achilas matzah? If it's only a minik, how can you say Tzivano? It's only a minik, so Tais comes up with the chiddush. Yes, you may say bracha Kedushana b'mitzvos of Tzivano al minhagim ha'anik. The minhagim are binding with the rabbanon mitam neder. So since it's a with the rabbanon yemachuyev, the Gemara says that there's ba'yachum with the rabbanon not a minik. So just like you say a bracha on a din the rabbanon, just like we say bracha on mikra megillah, even though it's only with the rabbanon because it is with Tzivano, so too you can say a bracha. And Chatzi Halam Rosh Chodesh, and another Minhagim, because all Minhagim are binding mid the Rabbanim. Minig is binding mitam neder mid the Rabbanim. That's Taisa Shita. The Ran there, the Ran is from the Chach Misfarat. So the Ran sides with the Rambam and the Mechaber and all the Chach Misfarat. He never say a bracha on a Minig. He can't say Bitzivonim. He never say a bracha on a Minig. Aye, but on Yontav Sheni Shel Golias we say a bracha on Matz and Amorah. So that's what the Ran says. That's not a minig. That's a din derabbanan. That's a chiyuv derabbanan. It's not a minig. So how did the Ran read the Gemara? Yeah. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Ran's pshat. Nobody quotes this Rashi's pshat. The Rashi's pshat is not quoted at all. That every other Yantav Sheni is a minig and Rosh Hashanah is a din, not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch they quote the Ran that every other Yantav Sheni is b'taras sofek. It's you observe Yantav Sheni b'taras sfekiriyim. It's only one day Yantav, either this day or this day. But so since it's a mimarim shach, it's either this day or this day. So you can't say nolda bazeh, asura bazeh. How can you say it's not 48 days and not 48 hours in a row, one long yom harichta? It's not true. Either the first day is yom tov, the second day is a mistake, or the second day is yom tov, the first day was a mistake. We have to observe both because we act as if we're not sure which is the correct day. But it's for sure it's not that both are kaddish. Only one is kaddish and the other one is chol. So that's why Nolda Bezeh would be Muteres Bezeh by every other Yantav Sheni Shel Golis, only the Torah Sofik. Right, and that's where Taisus discussed that. Why don't you say Miglis Katsoi? So Taisus was Masalik that problem. And the only one case where the Yantav Sheni Shel Golis is not the Torah Sofik, but it's not Bimonashach, it's B'Torah Vandai, is Rosh Hashanah. And that was the purpose of quoting this story. Nogim also Yom Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. That sometimes you have not Takana de Rabbanah versus a Minik. No, the other Yom Tov Sheni is also Takana de Rabbanah. But this is a Takana B'Taras Vadai, and that's a Takana B'Taras Sofek. The Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is not B'Taras Fake the Yoima, like you're not sure which day is Rosh Hashanah. Even if you are sure, sometimes, not all the time, if the Eidim come in Amilcha Maila, so the second day is Rosh Hashanah and Atar, and the first day is Rosh Hashanah and the Rabbanah and the Taras Vadai. Not the Taras.
Second day
Shavuot. Second day Shavuot, so we treat it like a real Sveikah de Yoima. I mean, the Rambam poses, someone mentioned that. The Rambam asked the Kasha, Shavuot doesn't depend on the day of the month, it depends on the Sphere. And Sphere depends on Pesach. Pesach depends on Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So can it be that from Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the whole Nissan year till a week into Sivan, it's summer. 2 months and a week, and there's still a place in the world where they still don't know when it was Nikvah Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's the Rambam asked that question. Is that possible? So Rav Soloveitchik said he didn't. The Kasha never bothered him. He said, yeah, why not? Maybe there are places that they didn't know. What's this? But the Rambam asked the question, and he says no. The Rambam thinks that they knew. The Jewish world, maybe in Hong Kong they didn't know, but there were no Jews in Hong Kong. So the Rambam holds that after 2 months and a week, all the Jews in the world already knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, and the Mele, which day Pesach was, and the Mele, which day Shavuos is going to be. Because Shavuos is a function of Sfiras Daimer, which is a function of Pesach, which is a function of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Rambam says the only reason why we observe Shavuos 2 days is because a light plug onto the other, onto Pesach and onto Sukkot. And he gets it from the Gemara, he shows that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has such an idea. That there were mekaymes where the shlichei nisim were magia and shlichei tishrei were not magia, because the shlichei tishrei were not permitted to travel not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur. So there were two days less that they could travel. The shlichei nisim can only not travel on the two Shabbosim in nisim, one or two Shabbosim before Pesach, and the shlichei tishrei not only couldn't travel on Shabbos, it couldn't travel on Yom Tov either. So one might have thought that if there are mekaymes with the shluchei nisan amagiyim, the shluchei tishrei anat magiyim, so they have to observe 2 days sukkahs, but they don't have to observe 2 days Pesach. So the Gemara says, no, it's a loy plug. Since they have to observe 2 days sukkahs, the Mele have to observe 2 days Pesach also. So the Rambam says that's the answer for the 2 days Shavuos. That since they have to observe 2 days Sukkot, so the Mele have to observe 2 days Shavuos also. The Zalba Loi Plug that the Gemara had. That's what the Rambam answers.
I remember reading that there was a Talmidim with a Riff that came back and destroyed it. Only said 1 day, but 2 days.
Right. That's what 2 days. They changed it. The meaning of Tiller Riff was
one day. They went back.
And they came, they made it in 2 days. Right. That's we're almost up to that Gemara. That's where we're almost up to that Gemara.
How halal nowadays? Is that a minhag or is that a halal?
The Rambam writes based on the Gemara. Whenever you say chatzi halal, the Rambam holds it's always a minhag. The Gemara in the end of Taina says chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. Chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says Rav learned by Rav Yudah Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and he never heard of this practice to say chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh till he moved to Bavel. He got smich. He moved to Bavel, made a yeshiva, and was marbit Torah. He walked into shul one time Rosh Chodesh and Balabatim and he thought they're making a mistake. So the Lapsukinim is going to tell him that they're making a mistake, they're not supposed to say halal. And then when he saw they're saying chatzi halal, so he realized it's minig of the same midim, it's a minig. So you see the Ferish and the chatzi halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, and that's why there's a machlokes, whether you say a bracha. The Rambam says Yenadla, the Rambam and the Mechaber and the Sfardim hold Yenadla to say a bracha. He can't say Vitzivano, it's not a mitzvah even with the Rabbana. And the Taisus and the Ramah and the Minig by the Ashkenazim is we follow the Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisus that you may say a bracha even on a Minig. A Minig is binding with the Rabbonim. A Minig is. Chalamoid Pesach is a machloikis, the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam says based on the end of Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam has all the dinim of halal at the end of Hilchas Chanukah. So the Rambam writes, whenever you say chatzi halal, it's a dead giveaway that it's only a Minig. That's what it said in the Gemara. Rav came to Bavel and he heard they were saying halal Rosh Chodesh. He thought that he'd better tell them they're making a mistake and he was going to stop them. He saw that they're skipping every other paragraph, so he realized that it's only a minig. So what does it say in the Gemara? Whenever you only say chatzi halal, it's only a minig. So even a halal might pace us that we say chatzi halal. The Rambam said that's also a minig and it's sub. That it's only a minig. If it would have been Medina, you would have said halal shalom. The Magen Mishnah and that Rambam quotes the Ramban who disagrees. He says no. The Gemara says in the end of Taina Sechati halam Rosh Chodesh is a minig. That's because it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't warrant the reciting of halal. The Gemara gives a whole explanation in Erechin and Nafiyut, but Pesach does require the reciting of halal. The only thing is a yotze with the halal that you said on the first day. So the Rabbanan made a takana that you mechuyev to recite halal all the remaining days of Pesach. So the Ramban holds that chatzi halal on the rest of the days of Pesach is a takana de Rabbanan. According to Ramban, for sure you say a bracha on that. But the Rambam holds otherwise. The Rambam holds that chatzi halal is always a similar dava that it's that it's not midina, that it's only a minute.
Sukkot versus Pesach.
What do you mean with the karbonis?
Yeah.
The Gemara discusses it. Yeah, the Gemara discusses why is it that every day of Sukkot they say halal sholem, and on Pesach you don't have to say every day. You only say once. You say halal on your yotze for the whole Pesach. So the Gemara explains that Sukkot every day the karbonos are different. The pori hachag apochsim hocham. Every day it's a different number of karbonos as opposed to Pesach. Every day you bring the same karbonos. What does it got to do with halal? What does the karbonos have to do with halal? So Rashi used to say pshat like this: Pesach is one kedushas hayom that extends for 7 days straight. Sukkot is every day is a separate kedushas hayom. How do you know? How do you know that Pesach is one day? Because Pesach, everything is described in one parsha in the Chumash. It says what karbonos you bring, and it says kachat hasal hayom shivas yomim partik, and everything is in one parsha, in one paragraph. Sukkot every day chaluk and mekarben hashem doesn't mean that variety is the spice of life and every day is different. That's not the word. It means chalukim mekarbon haseim, because each day has a different carbon, so each day has a different parsha in the chumash. Bayom harishon, bayom hasheni, bayom hashlishi, bayom harvi. Every day has a different parsha in the chumash and parshas Pinchas to indicate that every day of Sukkot has a separate kedushas hayom. So every day that there's a separate kedushas hayom, there's a separate mitzvah simcha. There's a chiyuv simcha, and the chiyuv simcha is mechayev you to recite halal. The simchas aguf and the simchas hanefesh. The simchas aguf. Rachila Shtiya Basa V'Yayi. The Simchas HaNefesh, the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Simchas HaNefesh requires to recite halal. On Pesach, that it's one long Kedushas HaYayim that lasts for 7 days. So you were Yotzei the Simcha by reciting halal on the first day. You were Yotzei already. There's no need to keep on repeating halal. It's one long Kedushas HaYayim, and I already said halal on the first day. As opposed to Sukkot, every day is a separate Chiyuv Simcha, because every day has a separate Kedushas HaYayim. That's the Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the Gemara.
Aren't there those things, with Rav and Bovel, like, why was he puzzled? Why did he say, they didn't say a bracha, let's say came in late.
He came in late.
Say a bracha, why didn't he understand it?
He came in late.
That's what Tyson's not sure. When he walked in the middle of Halal, Rav Iklal Bov walked in the middle of Halal, he came in the beginning of davening Tyson's not sure, huh?
Didn't say the Gemara said Ligmar is a Halal?
No, Tyson's. Bali HaTesis had such a meaning. When you say Gans Halel, then you say Bracha Shekinishanam Mitzvah, Ligmar Sahal. When you don't say Chatzi Halel, then the Bali HaTesis had a meaning. You don't say Ligmar Sahal, you say Likro Sahal. So strictly speaking, Tesis says they really mean the same thing. Ligmar means Likro. If you say Ligmar Sahal on a Rosh Chodesh, even though you only say Chatzi Halel, it's not a Bracha Levatola. Ligmar Sahal means to recite
whatever
you have to say. I'm going
to
recite whatever I have to say. I'll complete whatever I have to say. But there was such a meaning among the Bali HaTesis that on the day of Chatzi Halal you say Likro, on the day of Halal Shalom you say Ligmar. So Tesis says, obviously in Bavel they didn't have that meaning. He should have understood. On Yontif they said Ligmar, and today they said Likro, should have understood. It's a dead giveaway.
But
they say, it's a later meaning that the Bali HaTesis developed that meaning, to make a chiddush between Ligmar and Likro. On days of the Gemara they didn't have such a meaning. Some Rishonim hold there is a chiluk. The Rabbit holds like that. That the Rambam holds you don't say a bracha at all. Arish chaydish on halal because it's only a minig. And the Rabbit holds a chiluk between the tzibur and the yochid.
It's the riff. That the minig is only on tzibur.
The minig is only b'tzibur. The minig that they're different has therein to this. Why? Why you only say a bracha b'tzibur not the yochid? So some Rishonim say because the minig that they founded in Bovel, the Rav had never heard of, and Eretz Yisrael, the meaning that they instituted in Bovel only was that the Tzibur, Hoishainis on Sukkot. Let's say somebody doesn't feel well, he doesn't go to Shul. So does he say Hoishainis at home? Well, most people do. But is that the meaning? I don't think that's the meaning. The meaning only is, they say Hoshainis and Shul. We have a bima, b'yemtza, you walk like a mizbech, there's what to walk around. It's a zechel amigdosh. At home, you have no bima, you have no sefer Torah, you have nothing.
You walk around?
Klapin Hoshainis. Klapin Hoshainis, that's a different thing. But let's say every day of Sukkot, you say the Hoshainis. I don't think so.
You walk around?
So the same over here. There's certain minhagim that are only betzibur. They're not the yachin.
You walk around.
So some
only
betzibur. Yeah, pashas
skolin.
So some rishonim say that the minig that they instituted in Bovel to recite chatzi halal Rosh Chodesh was only instituted betzibur. There never was a minig to say biyachid. So that's why you only say bracha betzibur. You don't say bracha biyachid because there never was a minig biyachid. But the Rav Soloveitchik gave up a different hezbon. When he gave once a whole yahrzeit drasha, he gave a different mahalach. He said even if one should assume that the minig was even instituted biyochid, but these rishonim hold that you don't say a bracha on a minig, but kriyas k'suvim b'tzibur, that's a real kiyum. Yelein Megillas Esther, yelein all the Megillas, and you say brachas. It says in the Maseches Sofrim that you say a bracha when you lay in all the Megillas. So you see that not only is there a bracha before and after Kriyas HaTorah, there's a bracha before and after Novi B'tzibur and Yalein HaTorah. There's a bracha before and after Kriyas K'suvim B'tzibur. So whenever you're fulfilling a minig, you can't say Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvah B'tzibur if it's just a minig. But if this minig constitutes a kiyum that exists on the books. There is such a kiyum of kriyas ksuv mitzibu that does have a bracha with it. It carries a bracha. So dalmi hacha de minig. Forget about the fact. Yeah, minig nishke minig. Lemaisa, we did a kriyas ksuv mitzibu, so that warrants a bracha before and after. That's what Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say. Not the divorce.
The
for all minhagim, right?
Yeah,
that's what other rishonim Taisus themselves quote. The Rabbeinu Tam says maybe halal amishchedish is different because the Gemara does say that on clapping hoshainis,
portion
shining Gemara, clapping hoshainis, do you say a bracha or not on Hashanah Rabbi? So the Gemara sounds like it says the simple translation: if it's a takana de rabbanon, then you say asher kedushanim tzivane. But because the pasuk is not so, it's only a minig, so you don't say a bracha. So Tosis finds it difficult. How come he said bracha and chatzihal? So they say no, chatzihal is a minig that even if forgetting about the obligation to observe the minig, lemaise, once you do the minig, you have a kiyum of kriyas ksuv mitzibah. So that warrants a bracha, as opposed to clapping hashaynes. Not only is the chiyuv only mitam minig, the whole kiyum is only mitam minig. Even when you do it, you're not mekayim anything other than the minig. Okay. The Nevi'im had the right and the authority as Talmid HaChomim, not as Nevi'im. They instituted as rabbis, not as prophets. There happened to be Nevi'im also on the side. But the Takon of Klapin HaShanah was B'toras Talmid HaChomim, not B'toras Nevi'im. Okay. So what did we learn again? Nahum, just to review. We learned Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara is going to say, that's how we paskin. There's a chilik between Beitza Shenol de Berishin. Is it Muteres B'sheni, Asur B'sheni? So we pass in the difference between Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Pesach Shavuot. Is Pesach Shavuot is Nol B'zeh, is Muteres B'zeh. Rosh Hashanah Nol B'zeh is Asur B'zeh. Fine. So the Gemara gave the Hezber, why is chilik between Rosh Hashanah and the others? So it's based on this Niskakol Halavim B'shir. They made a takana Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh Levachah Kodesh. What does that mean? So according to Rashi, means, oh, this is Medina and the others are just Minhaga. And according to the other Rishayim, the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is not because Medina versus Minhaga, it's because the other is Bataras Safik and this is Bataras Vada. So 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Bataras Vada, Midirabbana, not Minatar. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Bataras Vada Midirabbana. That's what we're up to on the fourth line from the top of Hamad Aleph. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, that was only so that the Shaykh to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah B'Toras Vaday up until the days of Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai was the Rosh HaSanhedrin right before the time of the Churban HaBayis. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai lived to the age of 120, so the first 40 years of his life he made his $1 million and he retired. He was in business, then he retired at the age of 40. And then the next 40 years he was learning, and then from the age of 80 till the age of 120, like Moshe Rabbeinu, from the age of 80 till the age of 120, he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Exactly how that turned out, I'm not sure, but we know that he was the Rosh HaSanhedrin at the time of the Churban HaBayis, and he made 9 takonis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah lists off 9 takonis on Bechem and Zakkai. Quite a few of them had a lot to do with the Churban HaBayis. So one of the 9 takonis was that he repealed an earlier takonis. Now that the Beis HaMikdash was just destroyed, he repealed an earlier takana to return back to the Din Derais. The Din Derais always was that the Bezdin should be mekabel the Eidus HaChodesh if the witnesses come the last minute in the day and they want to declare today's Rosh Chodesh, so you make today Rosh Chodesh, that's a Din Derais. What are you going to do? We're going to cry our heads off about the Shir Shal Yom. So tragedy, so what can you do? So on the level of Deraisa, even if it's so late in the day, Shailas, what if it's mamish a minute before Shkia, you won't be able to bring the 11 Karbonis. Maybe then we won't make it Rosh Chodesh. Maybe we only make it Rosh Chodesh a minute before Shkia.
When you're able to bring them yourself,
and you don't cry so much about the Shir Shalom, whatever. So the Dima Deraisa always was that Bezdin can declare it as Rosh Chodesh even a minute before Shkia. Then once it came out of Kilkel, this Kalkal Halavim Mashiach, whatever that means, and they made a takane. This is obviously Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash Hayikayim, and they brought the Tom Shal Bein Abayim between 3:30 and 4:30, and the Yadim came at 5:30. They made a takane no more. If the Yadim come after 4:30, 3:30 to 4:30 was the Hakrovas HaTamin, and then the Nisach Mechasvinis came was after. So if the Yadim come after the Nisach Hayayin, and they already was a Kilkal, so you're not Mekabel Yadim, you make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. So this takana is bakiras dov minatar. The din minatar should really be that you mekabelate is kol hayom. Even if there's no din chumash after 4:30, you're not mekabelate. Until the shkia, you mekabelate. But they had a siba bisman migdosh. That is not to do it. So it comes after the churban abayis. The siba is gone. So why should you distort the din hatorah? Why should it be oikah the din hatorah if there's no longer any? There's no korbanis. There's no shir shal yom. So why should you change the din? The rabbi says mitakonis abeicham etzakai v'yelech after he made the takona. One of his 9 takonis was to undo the earlier takona. You don't say the earlier takona falls apart by itself. You don't say the earlier takona was that you're not mekabelate min amincha lemaila. Obviously, the reason why is because of the kilkul halavim mashir. So one might have perhaps thought, no, when there's no beis hamikdash, it falls apart by itself. No, this is one of the 9 takonis abeicham etzakai. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yechaman Zaka, he was the Nasi, means he and his Bezdin made a takana. She Mekabla made a Sachedish Kol Ayoy. Fine. So Rabbi says, once that takana Rabbi Yechaman Zaka was made, that you revert back to the old system, so there's no longer any din of Nogim Osi Yom Kodesh, Olamacha Kodesh. So this 2 days Rosh Hashanah is the same as 2 days Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. What does that mean? So according to Rashi, it means that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is only a minute. According to the other Mishnah, it means 2 days Rosh Hashanah is suffix. Speak of the yom. It means if you live far away from the base of Avad, how are you going to know? You have no telephone, you have no telegraph, you don't know where Rosh Chodesh is, so you don't know where Rosh Hashanah was. So Mimela, me suffix, you have to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but it's only a speak of the yom. It's never going to be Osei Yom Kodesh and Lamach Kodesh. It's never going to be B'toris Vadai. Rabbi Yechaman Zaka did away with the whole that's what Rabbi says so far. Tomorrow's going to back out from this too. But so far, Rabbi says that the whole institution of Nogam Osiyam Kadosh and Machu Kodesh doesn't apply. So he says that by us, you won't say Yom HaRichter. Yeah. We all know it's not so. We do say Yom HaRichter. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is still Yom HaRichter. Rabbi's trying to do away with our Sif and Shulchan Aruch. He says, there's no more Yom HaRichter. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is the same as 2 days Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. That's what he says. Amalei Abaye. Abaye was a nephew. Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbah. He was a Yosim who was brought up by his uncle, by Rabbah. So he asks, B'tmimis. He asks him, but Rebbe, how can you disagree with Rabbah Shmuel? He says, what do you mean? They're wrong. What do you mean? How can I disagree? They're wrong. Rabbi Yechaman Zaka came before Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechaman Zaka was man a churban. Rabbi Shmuel were after the students of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, 200 years later. So he says, what do you mean? Abayi asks the Tmimus, Rabbi Shmuel, Damach Abayi Beitz Asura, but Rabbi Shmuel lived after the Takonis of Rabbi Yechaman Zaka, and they say Beitz Shinol de Bezah Asura Bezah. So he says, Kind mine. They made a mistake. I'm telling you, Lomdus, I'm telling you, Mishnah. What are you hacking me, Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel made a mistake, with all due respect. I'm giving you heavy artillery. Rabbi Shmuel, what are you telling me, Rabbi Shmuel? They made a mistake. Finish. That's what he says. Frag the Gemara. All right, that's what Rabbi has to say. But what Rabbi Shmuel? Yeah, they weren't morons. So what did they say?
You have to learn too.
Rabbi Shmuel, Kasher Mas Nisan, Frag the Gemara. So what are they talking about? And for the Gemara. It depends whether you live in Eretz Yisrael or you live in Chutz La'aretz. So Rashi writes like this: if you live in Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Shmuel lived in Chutz La'aretz. So if you live far away from the Beis Avad, the word Vad means the Mokam Asifas HaChacham. So the Beis Avad was the place where the Eidim are supposed to come to tell the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, that they saw the Levana. And that Bezdin, you don't need all the 71 members of the Bezdin Avodah. The Rambam says you need a Bezdin of 3 that should be authorized by the 71 members. You don't even need that the 3 should be members of the Sanhedrin. You have to have 3 people at Smicha who are in charge of the Kiddush HaChodesh function. And they should be authorized by the Bezdin Avodah. That's how the Rambam writes. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that who says you ever needed Bezdin Avodah? Amban Tain is that Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyariya continued until the days of Abai Verovah. So he says 40 years before the Churban Bai Sheni, Golsa Sanhedrin. Bai Sheni was Churban in the year 70. So 40 years before, the Mishnah says Golsa Sanhedrin. And when the Sanhedrin is Shalai Bimkarmim, they don't have the status of the Sanhedrin. Because Malam Shamokim Garim, the Gemara learns that from a person. Only when the Bez Nagoru meets in their specific location, the Lishkas Agazes, then they have the Tokef of a Bez Nagoru. When they're not meeting in their offices in the Lishkas Agazes, they don't have the status. So 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Bez Nagoru disappears. So how can they continue to do Kiddush HaChodesh till a year at least 400? It was 350 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. How can they continue? There was no Bez Nagoru. The Ramban says you don't need Bez Nagoru. Aye, but the Mechilta de Rashbi says that you do. The Rambam quoted Mechilta de Rashbi. The Ramban says, nah, that means an andamais. If there is a Bez Nagoru, who am I, a balabas? I'm going to declare Kiddush HaChodesh. This is a zach that's neged to Gan Klal Yisrael. It's neged to the whole Tzibur. So it's not their heret that any Tom, Dick, and Harry will put together a bezin and they'll declare when they want Rish Chodesh to be. If there is a Bez Nagoru, so Hasvar and Asenet, out of respect for the Bez Nagoru, no one else should do it. But when there is no Bez Nagoru, no problem. He says, the Halacha never required Bez Nagoru in the first place. The Rambam holds otherwise, though. The Rambam holds that Mechilta de Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that Mechilta de Rashbi, is the real Iker HaDin, that you need Bez Nagoru. Aye, but the Ramban's kasha, there was no Bez Nagoru 40 years before the Churban HaBayis. So how can they continue to do Kiddush HaChodesh till hundreds of years, till 300 years after the Churban HaBayis? So the Mefarshim on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvah say, and that's how the Rav said over also, the Rambam apparently thinks that halacha melamed shahamokam gorei, that if the Bez Nagoru is not meeting in the Lishkas Hagozes, they don't have the status of Bez Nagoru. That's only been a geir to din in the Foshes. It's not a din that there's no Bez Nagoru. Even if the Bez Nagoru is floating around in other places in Eretz Yisrael, it's after the Churban HaBayis, 300 years after the Churban HaBayis, they still maintain the status of Bez Nagoru. They had 71 Rabbanim with Smicha. Wherever they would meet, they had the din of Bez Nagoru. They wouldn't be able to give din in the Foshes, there wouldn't be a din of Zokhe Mamre. But whatever other dinim depend on Bez Nagoru, they would have said, this is the din of Kiddush HaChodesh.
How about the Chol?
No. That's a different, unrelated. In the days of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was also after the Churban HaBayis. Okay. Same question. After the Churban HaBayis, was there a Sanhedrin? Did a Sanhedrin exist? Chutz Loritz is another question. The Gemara says in the end of Brachas, we have a din, you're not allowed to do Yibur HaShon on Chutz Loritz. So how did Rabbi Akiva do when he was in Chutz Loritz? The Gemara says, if Lo Hiniach Kamois Beretz Yisrael, he's a God Lador, then you're allowed to. You have to understand that Gemara also. What kind of a din is that? It's a different halacha. No. But the two different issues. How did he do in Chutz Loritz? That's one problem. But how did he do if there was no Bez Nagoru? That's exactly this machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam apparently thinks there was a Bez Nagoru till the days of Abai Verove. Abai Verove lived in Bavel. So their counterparts who lived in Eretz Yisrael, apparently the Rambam thinks they maintained the Bez Nagoru the whole time. And the Bez Nagoru was floating around. And the Beis Havad was not necessarily Bez Nagoru. Beis Havad is the three Rabbonim who were in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh, who according to the Rambam had to have been authorized by a Bez Nagoru to do this function.
It has to be smuchim kechem, no, the rule of the Ramsad, so how could the other Bezin do it also? It has to be dafke smuchim, no?
Smuchim, you have smuchim, yeah. You have a lot of people smuchim. Let's say three people with smuchim will get together, and they'll declare Mekudosh HaChodesh. Ramban says, but b'dieved it'll be good, but it's not derech eretz. The issue of determining whether it's a Shana Pshut or Shana Moberes or a Chodesh Moli, Chodesh Chosher is negated to the whole Klal Yisrael, so such a matter really should be done by the Bez Nagoru. But he says it's not Me'akev, it's only Mitam De'acheret. And the Rambam holds no, that it is Me'akev, that it is Me'akev. So they used to have, when the Romans were persecuting the Tanoim, so a lot of times they were hiding, they kept on running away. A lot of times they would meet in an attic in order to hide from the Romans. Baalia and Lud and in different cities, in Yericho, they would meet in attics to hide. So the Beis Habad was always running. The Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Eser Golias Golsa Sanhedrin. They went into Golis in 10 different locations, 10 different places. So the Beis Habad was floating around Shvarim and Tveria and Usho and Sipori, different locations. And then till the days of Abai Verove, their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, that's ready after the Eser Golias Golsa Sanhedrin. Ezekiel's Gosses hand, that was in the days of the Tanoim. That was in the days of the Tanoim. Till the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and after Rabbi Yudah Nasi, till the days of Abai Verovir, there were more. So that's important to keep in mind. The Beis Avad, that's the Melchamas over here, points that out. That's relevant to his question. What about 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael are you supposed to observe? So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Shmuel thinks that even Bizman Hazeh, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is still Yom HaRichta, so Rabbi just said they're all wrong. After the Takanas Abyechem and Zakai, there's no more Yom HaRichta. The only reason why you have a Yom HaRichta is because Noga Masiyam Kodesh Olamach HaKodesh. The Gemara says, Halo and Halo, what does it mean? So Rashi says, we who live in Bavel, we live so far from the Beis Avad. In the days of Rabbi Shmuel, it was before Hillel HaSheni instituted the law. Hillel HaSheni was the Eretz Yisrael, the counterpart of Abai Verov and Bavel. Rabbi Shmuel were way before Abai Verov. Rabbi Shmuel were the first generation of Amorim. They were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Abai Verov were way later, generations later. So in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, the Beis Avad was still floating around somewhere, Negev, Galil, somewhere. No one knows. No 2 months in a row will necessarily the Beis Avad be in the same place. And no 2 Rosh Hashanahs in a row will it necessarily be in the same place. Could be anywhere floating around. So Rabbi Shmuel say, hold on, we live in Bavel, we always have to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because we simply have a Sveikah de Yom. We Pasha don't know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. So true, it doesn't really make sense to have Nogim Moshe Yom Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. 2 days b'toras vaday, it should be like Pesach Shavuos Sukkot b'toras sofeg, or using Rashi's language, it should really be b'toras minig. It shouldn't be medina. Nogim osan kash makayim medina. Should really be only a minig. Shouldn't be medina. But since that's what Rashi says, since for so many years, since the time that Bizman by Shemini made this takana, emikabnas achedesh, emikabnas made him an amin chalamayla. For so many years there was a practice to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah, b'toras vaday, b'toras atakana, b'toras vaday, yom harichta. Even though if the Rabbi Yechem and Zakai came, it really should change. He said that change only affected the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Hold the who? Those who live in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they had 1 day Rosh Hashanah, sometimes they had 2 days. Those people who lived in that village or in that city where the Beis Avad was, where the three members of the Bezna who were authorized by the Bezna God or whatever, the people who lived in that city will know whether today's Rosh Hashanah or not. So there's a small area where there's only going to be 1 day Rosh Hashanah. The rest of Eretz Yisrael Mestama, they never knew. In the outskirts of the city, they also knew. Far away, they never knew whether it's Rosh Hashanah or it's not Rosh Hashanah. In Bavel, Avada, they never knew. They certainly didn't know. So hold on, we always have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. So Rosh Hashanah, true, it no longer makes sense to say that it should be b'toras vaday mitam takon, it should be b'toras sofik, it should only be a minig, however you say, but since Rashi says there was never a change in practice, they always kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so the practice mamish stays the same. It's not that for 1 year we only held one day Rosh Hashanah. So he says since the practice stays the same and for so many centuries the 2 days Rosh Hashanah was the Torah's Vaday Medina, that it was Yom HaRichta, so even though Rabbi Yechem and Zakai changed a little bit,
we still keep it
the Torah's Yom HaRichta. That's in Bavel. Rabbi Shmuel lived in Bavel, so when they said Beit Shinol de Bezeh Asura Bezeh, it's only in Bavel. They weren't talking for Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael Halahu is different. Why is it different? So Pashup Shad, because in Eretz Yisrael sometimes there was 1 day Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Sometimes there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It all depends. Do you have a Sveikah de Yayma? Do you not have a Sveikah de Yayma? Where do you live? Where's the Bez Nagadol? Where do you live? Where's the Bezdin, not necessarily Bez Nagadol? Where's the Beis Avad? Where are the three members of the Bezdin who are in charge? So 1 year they'll be Echreis in Yericho, 1 year they'll be in Galil somewhere, different villages, each time running away from the Roman government or for whatever, the Persians or the whoever they happen to be. So some parts of Eretz Yisrael will have one day Rosh Hashanah. After a few centuries, there'll be different communities. Some will have had once in a while 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Every place will have experienced at different years 1 day Rosh Hashanah and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Whenever had the Sveikah de Yom is 2 days. Whenever is there was no Sveikah de Yom, the Bezdin was there, so they knew Bevat, there was only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So since there was a break in the practice, that every village would experience sometimes 1 day, and sometimes 2 days. So even when you observe 2 days, it's only b'toras sveika d'yoymen, not b'toras badai, or using Rashi's language, alone be mitam minig, and it won't be mitam takon. That's what he said. So it comes out in the Gemara that there was a period of time in Eretz Israel. It was only one day Rosh Hashanah. For those who lived, Samach l'beis aval, there was only one day Rosh Hashanah. So this was during the lifetime of Rabbi Shmuel, before the Kriyas Haluach. Hillel Hashemi was later, generations later, the counterpart of Abai Barav and Bavel, he was in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is later, when Hillel Hashemi established the Luach, so now all over the world we have a printed Luach, everybody knows everything. When every Rosh Chodesh, you can predict in advance when a Bar Mitzvah is going to be, what the Haftarah is going to be, we know everything. You don't need Ruach HaKodesh to know. So now the Shaila is, so the Gemara asks on the previous Omen, so hashta the Adina the Kriya the Yarcha, why do we still continue to observe Yontav Sheni? So the Gemara says, Hizor b'minigav sechem edechem. They sent Shalchem Eitam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael. At the time that they established the Luach, they were asked the question, should we continue to observe Yontav Sheni? So they said, yes, you should continue to observe the practice that your forefathers had. So now the Shaila is in Eretz Yisrael. Every city in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another had one day Rosh Hashanah, and at some time or another had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because the Beis Avad was floating around in Mokum Lamokum. Every year they were somewhere else. So the question is, when they sent this psak, Hizor b'minigav sechem yedechem, whoever once had 2 days Rosh Hashanah should continue. So every city in Eretz Yisrael at one time or another had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and at one time or another did not have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So what applies to them? So that was the Machlekes HaRishayim. So the Baal HaMor on this Gemara, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the Baal HaMor writes that he heard that until the Talmidei HaRif, the Rif lived in North Africa, in Fez, so till Morocco. So when the Talmidei HaRif went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, the practice in Eretz Yisrael was that they only observed one day Rosh Hashanah. Like Pesach Shavuot said, there's only one day, so they only observed 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Talmid HaRif came and they changed the practice based on the Rif Shita. He always said, you always have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramban explains what was the issue involved over here. He says the Baal HaMor is writing a historical fact that they changed the Psak. Psak for quite a while was one way, and the Talmid HaRif changed it based on the Psak of the Rif. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here? So the Melchamis explains, this is it. Hizor b'minig avasechem b'yadechem. Everybody who at one time used to observe Yontav Sheni should continue to observe it. Does that only apply in Chutzlots where they always observed, every year they always had a Sfeika, they always observed 2 days Rosh Yontav? So they should continue to observe it even though we have a printed Luach. But what about in Eretz Yisrael where every community sometimes had 1 day Rosh Hashanah, sometimes had 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So should you say that since they sometimes had 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so the Psak Yizor B'minig Avaseich Medechem goes on them also? Oh no, since they didn't continually have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so the Psak of Yizor B'minig Avaseich Medechem doesn't go on them. So that's the whole Hesber. He says they both agree to all the premises, that every community sometimes had 1 day, sometimes had 2 days, for quite a period of time. And then when they sent the Psak, that was the Machlekes HaRishonim.
What to do with non-Eretz Yisrael?
But how could there be a machloikas harishonim? This was so many years before. This was in the days of Abai Barav. So what did they do all along? That's the question. What did they do from the days of Abai Barav in Eretz Yisrael? There were no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Of course there were. There are Amoraim living. Rav Yehuda Nasiya, Hillel Hasheni, all the others. There were Amoraim, there were Chachamim living there in Eretz Yisrael. So what did they do for all those centuries? Did they do like the Baal HaMor, or did they do like the Rambam?
Nobody wrote history then.
From the Baal. Eretz Yisrael the Baal.
Yeah. That's the Shaila. Did it or did it not apply to Eretz Yisrael with respect to Rosh Hashanah? Pesach Shavuot, because we know it did not apply to Eretz Yisrael. Most of Rishonim hold. The Rabbi on the Rifam Psachim writes that Bizman Hazeh, you have to observe 2 days Pesach Shavuot Sukkos all over in Eretz Yisrael also. Yisar, meaning of Sechem, that goes on the Jews all over the world. Maybe there'll be Shdilma Gazri Malchus Gzeira. Maybe the Goyim will make a Gzeira in Eretz Yisrael. It's also a problem. So the Rabbi writes that you got to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah all over the world. Some Achrayim want to say that Taisus seems to hold like that, because Taisus in Chagiga, in the second paragraph in Chagiga, talks about who was Rav Leza HaKalir. When did he live? So we know Rav Leza HaKalir lived in the days of the Rishonim. So Taisus Hepis didn't know, so they say he must have been a Tana. Rav Leza HaKalir must have been a Tana. Why? Because he doesn't have Piyutim Siyontav Sheni. So the Achrayim ask, who says that he's a Tana? Maybe he lives in the days of the Bali Atei, yeah. But he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Maybe he's alive today, but he lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he does not piyutim for Yantav Sheni. So some say no, he does not piyutim for the second day Rosh Hashanah either. The second day Rosh Hashanah, we do observe second day Rosh Hashanah. Rav Leza HaKalir doesn't have for the second day Rosh Hashanah, so he must have lived in the days of the Tanaim when there was still Mekachim al Piyariya, when there was only one day Rosh Hashanah. That's what I think the Nadi Behuda says, that's what Taisus means. And other, I think the Rashash suggests on that Taisus in the beginning of the second paragraph of Chagiga, no. Taisus apparently thinks like the Ravid in Psochim, in Perak Malkim Shinov, on the bottom of the Rif, that the Ravid claims that now Shochem Itam goes all over the world, everybody has to observe Yom Tov Sheni, even in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has to observe because of the concern, Dilma Gazri Malchus Zeir of Osi Likalkule, can never tell what's going to happen. So they say that perhaps that's what Taisus had in the back of their mind, that if Rav Leza HaKalir would have lived after the Shochem Itam, he would have had to observe Yom Tov Sheni wherever he lived. So it must be that he lived before the Shochem Itam. Must have been the Zman HaTana.
When Elder Kalman, he wrote his pipe, did he say
that
it has to be for the first day?
He
just wrote
pious,
and whoever ordained the
mass
put it in there.
Some of them
also an argument. Maybe he really composed it for the second day, and then the minig developed that we pushed it into the first day.
Who said that he only wrote it for the first day?
Also an argument. Who says that he never wrote it for the second day?
He would have referred to special dinim sometimes he would have said something like Rav Shalom likes our second day just as much as he likes our first day.
Never mentioned. They never alludes to the Yom Tov Sheni Shavuot. Okay.
My brother's like, on the second day of the owner.
That's clearly Miyuchah, that's written for the second day. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So now the Gemara is going to continue to go back and forth. Who's right? Whether Rabbi Shmuel are right, the Shailas, if the Takanas of Dechem and Zakai, after the Churban Abai, is that we reverted back to the Din Deraisi Mekabalatis Kol Hayom. So should we declare that the second day Rosh Hashanah should be the same as second day Pesach Shavuot Sukkot? That you shouldn't say that it's a Yom HaRichter. So Rabbi Shmuel said that it's still the same. And Rabbi thought that they made a mistake. He said, what do you tell me, Rabbi Shmuel? It's against the Mishnah. So now every Amor is going to give another Knech, whether yes, no, back and forth, different reasons, different considerations. We'll have to continue in the Gemara. We have a din in Halacha that Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rosho. That if a person testifies, we say Hoydos Baldin Kameyu Adam Domi. We learn up in the pasuk in Chumash. We learn up in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. In this week's Sedra, it says that there's an institution of Moedim Mikzas. That if a person, I say you owe me $100, and you admit that you owe me $50, or whatever you admit, you're going to have to pay, and the other $50 you deny. So then there's a shvur derai. So that's learned up in the pasuk. Ashayama ki huzeh veloizeh, he's made of this, he's kaifa that. So then you have to swear a shvur deraisa. So Rashi writes in Bob Metzia, what do I care what he's made of? You see that hoidos baldin kamei edem domi. The fact that you made a part of my taina, I say you owe me $100, you made a $5 out of $100, made a $10 out of $100, whatever, that makes a raglaim ledova that my taina is a taina chazoka. It's a stronger taina than what you have. So you see from this pasuk, Hashem accused that there is an institution of Haidu'az Baldin Kimeidim Dam, Ezoktach Alein and Ischayiv. So you believe him. So what if a person admits that Ischayiv Misa? What if a person admits that Ischayiv Malkus? So that the Mefarshim and the Ramam say no, that he's not a Balabas, he's a Balabas on his money, but he's not a Balabas on his life, and he's not a Balabas on his body. And Shamas Lihain, the Radvaz on the side of the Ram, quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel. And Shamas Lihain, the soul belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the guf belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so where I finish can balabas to be made. That's like chav lachrini. I'm not a balabas to be made on my body that I deserve misa, that I deserve malchus. But what if it's not a case where we're discussing misa malchus? Not that the guf, and the shamalach, the guf shalach. I'm just made, I did an aver and I'm pasalaitis. As a zogdach alena myself, am I not a balabas on my neshama? And the neshama loch that my life belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Am I not a balabas on myself? So the halacha says no. Ein adam meisim atzmei rosha. A person is not bagloit. The person does not believe to say about himself that he did an aver. If a fellow says that he robbed a bank, he says he robbed the bank and he stole $1 million. So we say pagina dibura. The Achrayim explained. We say pagina dibura. We believe him that he says he owes $1 million to the bank, but we don't believe him that he robbed the bank. He borrowed whatever. He owes meizetan meizetid the shetiyah. We pagina dibura. We don't accept the reason, but we accept the fact that he owes him the money. Where is the marker of this din? They know the meismatzmei rosha. So the Rashi on the Gemara, it sounds like he says, Rashi on the Gemara in Ksubis and in other places, and the Poshup Shat and Gemara, it sounds like it's based on the din that Kroivim Apsulim Leidis, an Adam Karbei Salatzmai, a person is the Karev to himself also, so the mainly he's not believed, because he himself is also a Karev against himself. So Rabbi Kivega has in Drush V'chidish, his Chidushim on the Gemara, he has an often a Geraya from an often a Gemara in Ksubis that that's not correct. That you don't even say, we apply the klal ein on the meis matzmei rosha, even by a case where a baldover is believed. Even a case where a baldover is believed. Tomorrow has a case a peshas a peshit. He says ksav yodeinu who's there, I will lay the sheker heyadati. Ksav yodi who's there. So there he is believed. He says ksav yodeinu who's there, avol anusim hayinu machmas defashes. So then he is believed to say on himself. You don't say he's a kara beitz alatzmai. That doesn't pose a problem. So what does it bother me if he says ksav yodeinu zeh avol anusim hayinu machus mom and avol lay the sheker heyadati? What do I get? Why do you say there ain't on the mitzvah atzmei rosha if the din is that a baldover is nemen over there? So Rabbi Kivega says he see mafurish. He quotes in parentheses Rav Shlomo Eger writes there. There is a Yerushalmi that's quoted by the Rashi Mishnayis in Zroim. Yerushalmi holds like that. That the only time you say ain't on the mitzvah atzmei rosha is when kroiv mapsulim. Whenever karev is kosher, then ain't on the mitzvah atzmei rosha doesn't apply. But we don't hold like that. It's against the Babli. The Babli says that it's a bigger klal like that. It's a bigger klal, so it has to be a different pasuk. So the pashtus is that is the pasuk in today's sedra. The pasuk says in Mishpatim that the ganef only pays kefel ashi ashi and elohim yishalim shnayim lereyeh. What does it mean? Elohim lashon chol. Elohim lashon kodesh refers to the Ribono Shel Olam. Reish is bar elohim is kodesh. Right. When it says adu elohim yavadu hashneim elohim lashon chol, it means the dayanim smuchim. They have to have smicha. Hadyotas are not called elohim. So the pasuk says, "Asher Yashion Elohim Yishalim Shnayim Lereyeh." So the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that Moed Biknas is pasuk. Why is Moed Biknas? Asher Yashion Elohim Pratlam Asher Yasatzmo. If he admits his own guilt, then you don't believe him. Why don't you say Hadas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami? So the answer is that here it's talking about Knas. Hadas Baldin is only a mom and a Moed Biknas is pasuk. Why? Why is that so? So the answer is because Knas is an oinish for having violated an avera. So by knas he can say pagina dibur. If the ganav comes and admits he robbed the bank and he owes $1 million, $1 million that he owes, that's mammon, that's not knas. Mammon you owe not because he did an avera. Mammon ni kapor. I have your money. I have to give you back, and I spent all the money. So I'm responsible for the bank being missing $1 million. So whenever it's a chi of mammon, forget about dalmi hacha de avera. It doesn't have to. The tashlum doesn't have to be based on an avera. I am responsible for the bank being at $1 million. So then you can say pagina dibura. We don't accept one word that he said that he did not have air out of the bank, but we do believe what he said, that he is the cause, by hook or by crook, the heta b'isa, whatever, it doesn't make a difference. He is responsible for the bank being missing $1 million. So let him pay. So ha'adwaz baldin kameidim dami, and we'll forget about the reason. You don't need to see the sachir. But if the fellow's going to admit, I robbed the bank and I have to pay $1 million kefil and $1 million keren and $1 million kefil. So to pay kefil is knas. Knas is already a punishment for an avera. So we're going to say, well, dal mehocha the history. Forget about the reason. No. If you forget about the reason, it's not shaykh to pay knas. Knas you only pay if it's an oinesh for the avera. So the person cannot ascertain on himself that he did an avera. That's the pasuk. Asher Yashir and Elohim Pratlam Ashia Es Atzma. That's the expression Ein Odom Mesim Atzmai Rosha. Mashiach Es Atzma. That's Mamish literal translation of the words. So this pasuk is the marker of that principle which Rabbi Kivega showed is an independent principle, is a separate principle. I remember when we were learning Pagin and Dibur and Ishi, this 1 week Rav Soloveitchik she worked very hard on the Sugya Sheres, Sugya. So 1 week he worked very hard, he used to give Shem on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then the next week he came in and he was screaming at the boys, how did we let him get away with such narishkeit that everything he said last week was all wrong? And he showed Rabbi Kivega's raya from the Gemara that Ein on a meis matzmirosh must be a separate halacha. It can't be identical with the old din Adam Karveit Zalatzma. It's a much, much bigger din. So that was the whole problem. How do you define it? Well, what's the getter hadin? What's the nature of that halacha? So the pashtus is based on this pasuk.